everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Cough in the Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to talk to you today for a couple of moments about the power of awakening. I believe we're in a season. God woke me up the other day and began to speak to me and said, "Awakest thou who sleeps and slumbers." There's a season, God said, that has become upon us now to begin to move out of the slumber state of being into the awakening state of being. You know, when you're awake, what happens is you begin to see, you begin to hear, you begin to taste, you begin to smell, you begin to taste and see that the Lord is good. You begin to see with the eye of your understanding. In other words, you begin to see through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit that is reflecting God within inside of your life. The Holy Spirit's job is to lead you to the throne of grace. His job is to cause an awakening to happen to you that begins to cause a reflection in your spirit to begin to reflect that of God. In other words, God wants you to begin to be that image and that reflection and that likeness in the earth of Him. And I begin to really hear in my spirit where God is beginning to send His breath or His ruach wind to begin to awaken our hearts to truth. Awaken our hearts to the truth. Now you might say, well, what is the truth? The truth is Jesus. The truth is the Word. The truth that sets you free is the truth of the perfect will of God for your life, of what you know you need to do, what you know you need to be. You know, not every person on earth is called to the same thing. Some are called to ministry. Some are called to business. Some are called to work in certain levels or certain aspects of ministry, while others are called to work out of thousands of other businesses in the secular arena. And so the awakening of the truth inside of you out of the perfect will of God is not going to be the same for everyone else. And that truth, the Bible says, is a person. Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life. So the truth is the reality of a person called Jesus who walks with you in the cool of the day, who begins to enlighten you by the breath of God, breathing over you and into you, impregnating you with the purpose and the reality of the kingdom of God to where you begin to understand your mission. You begin to understand yourself as a disciple, as a servant, and as a leader. You begin to be awakened out of the cloudiness state that you've been in. You begin to awaken out of the motions you've been going in. You're beginning to awaken out of the patterns and the structure that the old you moved into. And now the awakening process is saying, God is saying, break the patterns, break the code, and move on into the open door. Move on into the great things I have for you that your eye hasn't seen, your ear isn't heard, nor has it entered into the heart of mankind. See, this is a season where God is saying it's time to awake, it's time to mobilize. In other words, it's time for you to get into position where you need to be and know the heart of God for your own personal life. See, I've realized in my life it's not about the way the body of Christ is moving, it's about the way you were called to move. You know, when you begin to position yourself in the perfect will of God for your own life, what happens is everyone else. See, creation moans and groans, travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to arise. When everyone in the body of Christ begins to move into the perfect will of God, which is their unique, individual, perfect will for their life, that God has trailblazed for them personally, then what happens is we all begin to move in sync. See, it's not about moving because so-and-so has this message and moving into that message. It's not about so-and-so's over here. My pastor said God's doing this over here in the earth, and then I've got to just adapt to that. See, the problem with many of us is we adapted to so many different mindsets of what other people's fresh revelation that is unique out of their own spirit. We've been moving in their uniqueness, and that's not what God wants. God doesn't want copycats. God wants you to arise, awaken, and find the unique gift, the unique talent, the unique will of God for your personal life. So what is the truth that you are called to walk in? What is the truth which is Jesus saying to you today that makes you so special and unique, where you begin to move into your own trailblazing mentality? That way, if the whole body is trailblazing, see, creation's waiting for us to begin to position, manifest, which is restructuring the brain, which is repositioning, making the shift to the place where each one of us needs to be. And that truly will begin to fulfill the scripture that talks about every joint supplying. And when you begin to get where you need to be in your life, you'll begin to see the overflow, the power of God move in your life like never before. And it's not about what everyone else is doing, because no one wants to be like anyone else. I don't care if it's a popular message in the body of Christ right now. You don't need to entertain what is popular. In the kingdom kingdom of God, God could care less what all these other prophets are saying, what's popular, what these pastors are saying, what these people are preaching. It doesn't matter what's popular. God could care less about the popularity or even the expansion of a certain ideology. God could care less about the expansion of your own ideology. What God cares about is, what are you doing? Remember, Peter was the only one out of the 12 that, where Jesus looked at him and he said, look, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven revealed it to you, Peter, about understanding who I am. And upon that rock of your unique individual revelation, I'm going to build my church. Because God wants us to expand and awaken into each one of our own callings, to know who we are and what we are called to do as an individual. See, if every person lines up in that awakening to move out into what they are called to do, well, I don't hear other people preaching this. It doesn't matter. You're called to move into what you're called to move into. And when you begin to listen to the truth, which is a person named Jesus, then you'll begin to realize it's what the Spirit of God says. The Bible makes it very plain that you're not even led by the Bible. You're not led by anything. I'm not talking about that, you know, you should walk away from the Word, but I'm being scriptural with you. The Bible doesn't even say that you should be led by the Bible. The Bible says you are led by the Spirit of God, which means you're going to have to rely on the Spirit of truth to lead you into all truth, to lead you and guide you into the unique individual person you were created to be. And the Bible will back it up. In other words, you'll be backed up by the Bible. The Bible will back you up, because you'll be walking in that will, or that place of the desire of your heart that God wants you to walk in. And only in that realm of the perfect will of God, out of that awakening process that happens to you, you'll begin to not just trailblaze, but awaken thousands of minds all around you. Awaken the hearts and lives of people everywhere you go. When you get in your unique vein, guess what? Awakening will automatically follow behind that. And today I want to encourage you, get into the vein of the awakening of what God has established for you to walk in. And when you do, you'll see the greatest awakening, and you won't have to force it. You won't have to make it happen. You won't have to fight warfare. You'll realize that the battle is the Lord's, and when I walk in what I'm called to do, awakening will automatically follow right behind you, because you're walking in the exact place you need to be walking in. And when you're at the right place at the right time, everything automatically just falls into place, and all of a sudden the explosion takes place, and you're doing what God wants you to do. The will of God actually is very easy to walk in. And once you discover who you are and what you're called to be and do, automatically everything else just falls into place. When you're walking outside of it is when you begin to see the umbrella is not covering me from the rain. And you'll begin to find all these different things, and you'll find yourself fragmented, and you'll find yourself working harder than you've ever worked before. Because when you work so hard to make something happen to where you're forcing it to happen, you're causing something to happen that is not supposed to happen. The will of God actually flows like a river. It flows even like the sunshine down on us. There's no warfare for the sun to shine down on us. It just does its job. And when you just do your job, you'll be like the light of the sun that shines bright, and everyone around you that's in your view or visual will automatically feel the warmth of what you're doing in the kingdom of God here on planet Earth. So I want you to walk away with that and remember that today. I want to encourage you today as well. I just, as of yesterday, folks, just finally released what hundreds of people, and I'm not even kidding you, exaggerating, we've had so many people email us here at the Ministry of Identity Network to let us know, please, you talk all the time about thoughts, you talk all the time about mindsets, let us know what this law of attraction is. Tell us the truth from a biblical standpoint of view. Well, folks, I heard your cry. I heard what you asked me for, and my staff and I, my team's been working really hard, and I've been working months on this project. So we just released yesterday our brand new course, which is like the sixth or seventh one, called the School of the Law of Attraction. School of Law of Attraction. It's a four-week course, and it's the only one that I know of in the body of Christ, folks, right now. It's a four-week course, and here's what you get. You'll get about 13 or 14 CDs. You'll get a DVD of my teaching. And you'll get one of my books that deals with the supplying within you and the definitions of law of attraction. All this other stuff. We'll start the basic foundational principles that deal with what's biblical and what's not biblical. But here's the great thing I want you to also know. We're also throwing in, just for our introductory price right now, we're throwing in an extra brand new set that I just finished last week of the two teaching series that you guys will love. You will totally love it. And that is on two CD set series called The Law of Creation. Oh my gosh, you're going to love it. I'll tell you detail about being a co-creator in God, the law of creation, that guess what hovers over you waiting on you to be like God in the earth. And so we'll give you the bonus two CD set that comes, that doesn't come with the law of attraction. We're going to throw it in there so you'll get the two, no one heard before, has heard before, the two CD set series of the law of creation. And you will also, here's another bonus for you. We're really giving you a lot here. We're also going to throw in an extra bonus music CD that we did here at the ministry that actually is instrumental, and it's been proven fact that so many people have listened to it, have had angelic visitations. They've had the illumination of light enter the room from God doing supernatural things. And we want you to hear this instrumental, almost like an ambiance type of anointed CD that you'll be able to play at times, anytime you want to. But it's yours free. It's yours free. It's a bonus we want to throw in there for the School of the Law of Attraction. But you can listen to it while you do your courses. Listen to my teachings as well for this. I'm here to tell you, folks, this is rocking the house. I mean, today's the day that we have exploded in this. You need to go right now. Go to identitynetwork.net and order the School of the Law of Attraction. You guys are going to love it. And you're going to find how it's all through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So go to identitynetwork.net or call my office right now, because I really want you guys to have the bonuses of the bonus set of the Law of Creation two CD set series, plus the new instrumental CD we're going to have included with it. And then on top of that, you're going to get the DVD, which is a brand new teaching I did as well, so sort of help lay a foundation for you. So folks, you need to order this now. All right, call my office, 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133, or go to identitynetwork.net. Order the School of the Law of Attraction today. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon in the next broadcast.